For NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garz. Today we've got some really trippy space odyssey-like music.
There's a mix of folkloric, there's a mix of electronica, and it's really knocking me out. Some of this stuff is just incredible, and we can't wait to get to it.
Let's start off with Natalia Contese from Chile. This is more straight-up folk. This is a song, Hay que sí, hay que no. So, like I said, this is Chile's Natalia Contese from her new album, Puñado de Tierra, or Handful of Earth. She reminds me a lot of another Chilean folk singer, Camila Moreno, in that her lyrics are very environmentally active and very spiritual, but she also takes a lot from a traditional Chilean music, and you can really hear that in this music.
Yeah, that rhythm is in an odd meter. There's an extra beat in there. Most folk music's in four, or some form of four, or in three. It's never five or seven, you know, five beats per measure, seven beats per measure.
And what she said of this song is that it's a photograph of a woman who can't be with a person she loves, but what she feels is so big, she can't ignore it. And I think you can really hear that sadness in her voice. She just sounds so melancholy and full of love, too.
With artists like these, it's like a new generation of Nuevo Canto musicians, and these are musicians that I remember hearing in the mid to late 70s after all the revolutionary movements in Latin America, and I'm hearing it all again. They're not mixing anything. This is just straight ahead Nuevo Canto, what we used to call Nuevo Canción.
There is definitely a rebirth of folklore, of folk in Latin America. I mean, it's like a pendulum. You know, folk goes back and forth between being considered uncool and then getting really into popularity, oftentimes, you know, with a political intention of saying this is our thing, this is our national pride. And right now what's happening is really interesting because, A, you have a lot of like a rebirth of folk with artists like Camila Moreno, Natalia Contese, Jepe, and you also have a lot of electronica artists who are just doing amazing mixes with folk, like Chancha Villacircuito, Mati Sundel, even Gecko Jones, who we've had on our show, who takes a lot of lesser-known Colombian genres and mixes them beautifully with electronica. And I think Natalia belongs more to the school of just
straight-ahead folk.
Straight-ahead, you know, praising folk and doing something amazing with that music. Vamos a quedarnos en Chile. Let's stay in Chile with the band Father Muckers.
What?
This is Madre del Mundo, or Mother of the World.
En su caloroso andar, la sed.
only, very Boston, very like Journey, right?
If only our audience could see you doing your soft rock groove.
My air drums.
Your air drums, your soft rock groove. You're right. There is a very 70s feel to this, in the instrumentation, the simple chord structure.
And his voice.
Everything about it drips 70s.
And I think of a girl named Marianne. This is from Father Muckers from Chile, and it's their EP Entrega Tu Espíritu, or Turn Over Your Spirit, and it's their last EP because they're breaking up, but they've already announced they're getting back together under a different name.
Still the 70s.
It is very Spinal Tap. I love this song. Interestingly, it's a very religious song. Did you catch on to that?
No.
It's just such a good song, and it's a very religious, serious topic.
Is the rest of the record very spiritual like that?
They touch on very serious spiritual subjects sometimes, and I think that they're just not ashamed of doing that and of being a very emotionally, you know, they're not just about sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And it'll be interesting, you know, when they reform under a different name, what they're going to sound like.
I can totally understand changing the name.
Dude, we should do that.
No, what is...
Schmalt Latino.
Veste triste atardecer, tú fuiste el crepúsculo, mujer.
Okay, so what do you want to play next?
Why don't we go ahead and play Pablo Montiel from Argentina. This is from his album Eje del Mar, and this is the song Eje del Mar, or Axis of the Sea.
This song reminds me of Peter Gabriel when he was doing all this world music stuff around the time of the Passion of Christ album, maybe even going back to the 80s with Soul, where he was using all this African percussion. That's what this reminded me of. The beginning of that song with the driving rhythm, there's like a 4-1-2-3-4 against a 1-2-3 underneath.
I really like it. It's a little bit pop, even for my taste, but it's really good. And
yeah,
I love the, it's very climactic. The song really like has these wonderful ups, and I love the work of accordion mixed in with these beats. This is his second solo album. It's called Eje del Mar, or Axis of the Sea. Oh, your girl is in this, Yusa.
She's, is she really?
Yeah, she's in this album.
A young Cuban artist from Havana who's doing a lot of what I always consider like Joni Mitchell type.
Yeah.
As if Joni Mitchell was Cuban.
Es tan fácil perder.
es tan fácil usar y tirar que me juro vivir la vida a pleno jugando en el
brought something by Jose Conde today. Where's Jose Conde from?
He's Cuban American. He's from Brooklyn. Spent some time in Miami. He used to play with a salsa band, but he's got a very good album out right now that veers toward pop, but he's doing some very cool stuff with it. Check it out.
El vestido es una flor. Mirada, boca abajo, el secreto del dulce néctar lo lleva dentro, tapado. Pétalos ambulando en conos cilíndricos, tentación provocada por un baile seductor. Me gusta cuando te pones el vestido.
So this is tango.
Getting his tango on. Mm-hmm. He's a very curious guy. I mean, he used to play with a straight-ahead salsa band, and he got away from that, and now he's doing this interesting mix of world music. There's an African rhythm, there's Caribbean rhythms, there's hip-hop. Like I said, it's kind of pop. On this track, El Vestido, it's pretty much straight-ahead tango.
Yeah.
But he includes a remix version of the track. This is when it gets interesting. Listen to the transition. So you can hear the original elements with the song.
Uh-huh.
You just start floating around, and then more beats come in. And then he goes back to the original idea of the tango, but with different beats and rhythms and sonic sounds underneath. Obviously, it's a remix that he collaborated with someone with. I think it shows his vision, how it's like the rest of the album is very, very almost pop, but he does like to experiment and get a little crazy. I really enjoy this.
This is very Bajo Fondo Tango Club or Gotan Project. You know why I think that tango works really well with remixes? Because in it of itself, tango has a very abrupt, like accordion and abrupt violin, like
it's staccato.
Chan,
yeah.
Chan, cha-da-da-dan, chan, chan, chan. And so it works really well with remixes. It feels right, you know?
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. on the topic of unusual mixes, I wondered if I should bring the next track to the table today. It's not what we would usually play, but I just think it's so beautiful and brainy and like a soundscape. That's the word you would use. This is Zaki Kuduro. Just give this a listen.
Assim dentro do ar, meus lentos dedos loucos passeio no teu corpo a te buscar te a ti. És a princípio doce plasma submarina flutuando ao sabor de súbitas correntes frias e quentes. Substância estranha e íntima de teor irreal e tato transparente. Depois teu seio é a infância, duna mansa cheia de alísios, marco espectral do istmo. A nudez vestida só de lua branca, eu ia mergulhar minha face já triste. Nele soterro a mão como a cravei criança no outro seio de que me lembro também pleno, mas não sei. O ímpeto deste é doido e espanta, o outro me dava vida, este me mete medo. Toco uma a uma as doces glândulas em feixes, com a sensação que tinha ao mergulhar os dedos na massa cintilante e convulsa de peixes. Tiradas ao mar nas grandes redes pensas, e ponho-me a cismar, mulher como te expandes, que imensa és tu, maior que o mar, maior que a infância, e coordenadas tais horizontes tão grandes que assim imersa em amor.
This is the song Dark Crystal by Senegalese-American Zaki Kuduro, and it's off of his brand new EP, Assimilations. I asked him how he came up with this song, because it's a very interesting song. You have this very ominous beat. It has a Portuguese voice on it, which I'll talk more about in a second. And what he told me is he came up with the concept for this when he was in Rio de Janeiro. And he was just mesmerized by the beach and the sky and Rio. You know, Rio is mesmerizing. And he decided, I need to do something musical about this feeling that I have. So he went back to his house and he was looking through crates and he found this record of Brazilian poet Vinicius de Moraes, who has this spoken word bit, which is what you're hearing right now, about deep sea divers and about some of the poverty that happens in Rio de Janeiro and diving under the ocean. And I definitely, I can feel that. I don't know if I would use the term ominous to describe this. It just feels like deep sea diving and echoing.
That's not beach music to me. It's certainly maybe the murky depths.
Murky. That's the word I was looking for.
The underwater. But how he went from the beach to the underwater, that's an interesting little trip there.
I do want to mention it also features Esau Mwamwaya from the group The Best, and he's speaking Chichewa, which is the language of Malawi. So it's a real stew.
I'm not afraid to die.
From the murky depths to the poppy sidewalks of Miami, this is Mr. Power.
Album a few weeks ago, and I wasn't crazy about it. It felt too much like video game music.
What makes that stand out is that synthesizer sound.
You hate synthesizers.
I can't. Well, I can't tell if it's like new synthesizers recreating that old analog synthesizer sound.
Wait. You always get on me when I pick anything remotely similar to the 80s. You're always like, oh, this sounds synthetic.
Right.
But now you love this guy, Mr. Power, who's recreating 80s sounds with a synthesizer. So what's the difference?
It sounds 70s to me.
Kidding? This sounds 70s?
It sounds 70s, like a kind of Emerson, Lake & Palmer, you know, prog rock synthesizer sound. Of course, it's got modern beats, is doing all this elaborate stuff behind it. Mr. Power, let's talk about who he is for a second.
Yeah, who is he?
He's from Venezuela. He lives in Miami. He's a DJ. He's doing a lot of different instrumental type stuff, DJ stuff. On this album, he's collaborating with some pretty big names. Chalk Keep Town from Colombia, the Latin alternative pioneers King Chongo from New York, the other Miami band, Locos Boruana. They're doing like these mini musical, like landscapes, not soundscapes, but to me they remind me of pictures of cities or something.
Landscape just reminds me of Super Mario Brothers.
Video games.
You know, to each his own.
Thank you very much.
I'm sure that you are going to feel this way about my pick to end the show. I really have no leg to stand on. What I picked next, it's really the, what do you say, who's calling who?
Yeah.
The pot calls the kettle what?
The pot calls the kettle black.
Oh, okay, that. this is Daniel Peixoto, Eu Sou Paro Se Caer.
Let's hear it.
I hope I said that right.
Ada, ela tá toda mimizada.
So give it to me, because I gave it to you for Mr. Power.
I totally get what you're saying, the whole sound, the synthesizer sound. But I realized while we're sitting here, it has everything to do with the beat. The other Mr. Power song was slower, and it was, to me, had more layers and elements to the beat, even though it was slower. This goes back to the dance floor beat, which I'm not entirely against, despite what you say.
You're right. Maybe it's just that I don't like really slow things. Oh, we've made a breakthrough.
Oh,
see, I don't have
gosh.
To pay a therapist. Our producer, Mike Katzik, was just mentioning that he feels like this belongs in like a soundtrack for the movie Trainspotting.
Yeah,
and I can see that. It has a very Euro techno sound. Like I said, this is Daniel Peixoto, and for those who understand Portuguese, we know that the lyrics can be a little bit, more than offensive, a little gross. You know, they're talking about, I drank way too much and had an accident.
Yeah, had an accident on himself. That's
okay, he peed on
it.
Himself. Okay. That sounds so, that sounds way okay. filthier. He peed on himself.
Okay.
That sounded
we could
so
say that.
Bad. This is a style of music that is called Tecnobrega, cheesy techno. It's mostly remixing and reworking songs from pop music and 80s music. And
but you see, you hit it on the head. You said cheesy techno. So they're like making fun of it, right?
It's an homage. And you know what? I love the 80s. So it's, to me, this is like fried Oreos.
Oh my
it's
gosh.
Even better.
I'm getting a major sugar rush from this song.
A lot of people say that about me.
It's a great song to go out on, and we can remind our listeners that you can hear this song and all the rest of the songs from today's show on our website, npr.org/altlatino.
And no se olviden, don't forget, follow us on Facebook and el Twitter.
And special thanks to our producers, Jessica Goldstein and Mike Katzif.
Oh, and our intern, Anne. Today is her last day.
This is indeed a sad, sad day.
Thank you so much to our intern, Anne Hoffman.
Very, very much.
I'm Jasmine Garst.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
This has been Schmaltz Latino.
Bebo mais cinco, mais doido. Eu só paro se cair.